Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the second day of June. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's the author of 12 books, soon to be 13 and 14 books, I'm sure. A amateur archaeologist who consults with foreign governments about archaeology matters, and a weekly radio talk show host. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. How are we doing today?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself, sir?
Exactly the same.
Okay.
And which is good, John, because one of my comments is that the older generation is still, most of them are still working and doing something. But we can't let this next generation or the next couple generations that have been coming along take over the world. I'm having too many experiences where they simply can't do what they're told. They go running off willy-nilly and do something if you are working with them, and they can't take criticism when you come back and you say, hey, this is not what I asked for.
Well, that begins in kindergarten, where everybody who shows up for an athletic event gets an award. So by the time they're a young adult, 18, 19 years old, failure is something that I've never known. Being criticized is something they've never known. Right. Having to work is something they've never known. So why should we be surprised that they can't perform work and take criticism as an adult? Why should we be surprised?
And that's very common. There are certain cultures that are worse than that at others because of the way they raise the kids. You can't criticize them, and they immediately, it's interesting that if you do criticize them, they immediately come back and attack you or change the topic talk about other things that they did, or, you know, all sorts of diversionary tactics that are built into their brain. I mean, these are automatic responses. These are not something that they think for a minute. It's just automatic. to deflect any culpability from anything they did.
I'm somewhat isolated from that, Jim. Out here where I live, we have men that work in the mines, that work in the timber and raise cattle, and the young men and women growing up on these ranches and farms, they think and act and behave as we would consider normal, the kind of normal that we would have in the 50s and 60s. So I'm somewhat isolated from that, not exposed to it very much, but I do watch the news reports, and I'm a voracious reader, and I do see what's going on in the general population in the suburban urban areas, and it's pretty dismal, isn't it?
Yeah. And so anyway, I mean, I see major corporations that are running today that still have a lot of people over the age of 60, and there's a reason for that. It's because they get things done, they do what they're told, they're creative, they can figure out problems, they can problem solve, and they can work as a team. And that's one thing too. If you're a team, and part of that is when you're criticized, don't take it personally, because you're working to make the team work. And that's not the way kids are raised today. Like you say, if you're on a coaching a team of sports, you can't criticize anybody because, you're going to hurt their feelings. And so, like you say, these kids are raised without any hint of criticism, and so they just do whatever they want, and they've learned that.
Right. Well, my oldest grandson, he just graduated from college. He was a football player for basically 12 years. And state of Washington, where he went to high school, if you want to be on a football team, you will be on a football team, and they will issue a uniform. You may never set foot on the field during a game, as the case with the two or three women that were on his team, but they do get a uniform, and they can say they were football players, despite the fact that they will never set foot on the team, on the field. And that's by state law, Jim. And you see the sideline where there's about 75 or 80 young men and, unfortunately, young women all dressed up, and each one of these football uniforms probably costs, I don't know, $700 or $800. I don't know, because it's expensive equipment. And they're standing there cheering and pretending to be football players when they have no business being out there, Jim.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
I do know.
What I'm saying, though, is that, and I'm just getting repeated experiences when I work with people, and then when they simply don't do what they're told to do, then they take it offensively. Like, we worked all night doing this. It was like, yeah, well, you wasted your whole night then, because you didn't do anything the way I told you to do it.
Well, magnify that times the tens of thousands of businesses across the United States. I mentioned Boeing a lot because my hometown, St. Louis, and there's Boeing has a major facility in St. Louis. And so a friend of mine, he was touring Boeing, and there was a big bin, 4x4 feet, 4 feet tall, full of what appeared to be brand new electronic parts. And my friend said, "What's that?" And the Boeing executive said, these are from the minority contractor that we're mandated by government to have parts made by a minority contractor, but they're all defective. So that's where we put them, is in the scrap bin."
Wow.
Everyone. And they're not allowed to do, to complain, to send them back, to demand a refund. They put and these are for F-15s, by the way. Everything in an F-15 is very important, to say the least. So they put them all in a scrap bin, and it's all sold for scrap, and the taxpayer pays full retail value for the defective electronic parts made by the minority contractor.
Wow. Yeah, that's. I noticed that since Biden has been in office, all of the government agencies have new criteria for whatever they do, whether they offer grants or loans, or if they bid out projects, whatever it is. the primary consideration is a whole list of woke things, like inclusivity and, you know, an entire list like that. And that's what they go by now. It's not who has the best product, who has the best return on investment, who has the best. That has nothing to do with it. And, you know, it's a whole list of people. And the one that's not included, if you're a white male, thank you very much, you're not included in the list.
Well, that's been going on for decades, Jim. I've known graduate engineers who were more than qualified for a particular position they applied for, and the HR person, human resources, would get them to the side and let them know privately and confidentially that the reason they weren't being hired, as opposed to somebody less qualified, was because they were a white male.
Right, right. John, I wanted to switch gears a little bit here. Announcement
Please.
This morning that meat packers, and I forget the name, it was one of the major meat packers in the United States. Now, during the COVID days, they were being shut down because of COVID. Well, that's gone now. So now they're being hacked. So they have to shut down because of cyber attack, which doesn't make any sense at all. But
well,
that's the latest thing. So you have pipelines being shut down. You have meat packing plants. So that's the new excuse for shutting down major industries.
Well, the largest meat packer in the world is in Australia, and they were shut down by hacking. That may be what you're referring to. I'm not aware of meat packers in this country being shut down, but I am aware of shortages in meat. A friend of mine, I mentioned his first hour, he delivers meat east of Mississippi, and some of the suppliers he works with and delivers for are running short on meat. I'm not sure why the equipment inside a meatpacking plant would need to be connected to the internet. I would think it would be all internal and not need any outside. I'm no computer guy, and you are, but why couldn't that just be a completely internal matter with no connection to the internet for the equipment that runs the meatpacking plant?
Yeah, that's the whole issue. And, you know, the issue with the pipeline, I talked about this on my show a week or two ago. But if you're an IT manager and you have a serious attack, cyber attack, you would simply shut down the computers, and these are backed up. In any world of cybersecurity, you have backups. So you would simply reload the backup from 2 days ago, and you'd be up and running in, you know, a matter of hours. And so the whole idea that this thing was shut down for days and weeks because of a cyber attack is ridiculous. So the clear message here, if you really know what's going on in the cyber world, is they are targeting businesses, and this is the new excuse.
Oh, I read this article more carefully. All U.S. beef plants have been shut down after a Russian cyber attack. So it's not just Australia. It's actually the United States also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course it's Russia.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, blaming on Russia.
Right? Oh my goodness!
The company is JBS, Juno Bravo.
JBS. I just looked that up too. JBS.
Yep.
And blame it on Russia, cyber attack. Oh my goodness! It, you know, the predictability of these stories. Whoever makes them up certainly is not very creative.
Right. They have two plants in Nebraska, and then one plant each in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Colorado, Utah, Texas, and Arizona. So it's a big outfit, the biggest beef packaging plant in the United States.
In the article I'm seeing, it says the world's largest meat supplier.
Right, right. Absolutely.
Why would you shut down lines of cutting beef up because of a cyber attack?
There's an aerial photograph here of this facility in Ottumwa, Iowa. This place is massive. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is absolutely massive.
Right.
I don't know how many acres this place is. It looks like maybe, 60 or 80 acres. It's huge.
Yeah.
Massive place. Well, if they're shut down very long, that'll certainly affect the supply and price of beef both, won't it, sir?
Well, yeah, but that's just a signal of more things to come. So that's the new excuse. And I may as well mention it, too. I'll talk more about this on my show tomorrow night. But they're really, really pumping the UFO story. Everybody, I saw Steve Bannon had an article on it. The people are tweeting about this. People are sending, all the news media is gearing up that there's going to be some kind of big, you know, that all the politicians are jumping on the bandwagon now, you know, so not just greening everything, but UFOs. So something is coming in terms of a false flag UFO event. They're just priming the pump too much here. And as they were with false flag solar flares, which has already happened, where they're shutting down. Like the Texas thing was literally a solar flare, NASA working with NOAA, the National Weather Service, to shut down an entire region electrically. And that was a coordinated effort. That was a planned event. And so now we're seeing cyber attacks. And very soon we're going to see some kind of UFO false flag event. I guess.
Well, I'm not sure about false flag, but I believe it's the Air Force or Space Force has announced that there's going to be something come out this month about UFOs. My personal opinion, based on my knowledge and Jim, is that there's three different kinds of UFOs. The first and most common are probably U.S. military technology that's very super secret. Then there's German technology from coming out of the Antarctic, which that started about 1947. And then there is bona fide alien technology. So what they're going to do, how they're going to do it, what they're going to try to get people to believe remains to be seen, doesn't it?
That's exactly correct. But something's coming, so put on your hip boots there. Get the real high ones that come right up to the neck because you're going to be wading in publicity dung, let's call it, up to your eyeballs when this comes out. And then it'll keep rolling out. That'll be something that goes on.
Oh, once it starts, it'll snowball on itself, won't it?
Oh, yeah. It'll become the talking point of every news media you're going to see. Because, see, the COVID thing is worn off. I just saw an article where they say 40% of workers would quit their jobs if their bosses made them come back to work.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And so anyway, COVID is waning as an excuse. People, you know, like Memorial Day holidays was a good example where people just went out and did what they normally do.
Right.
No masks, no social distancing. So that's worn off. So now they got to have the cyber attack, and then comes UFO stuff. And then, of course, the NASA, you know, solar flare, false flag, weather-related event to shut down electrical systems, that's coming big time, and then the UFO thing. So these are the rabbits that are coming out of the hat.
Absolutely. Well, the combination of a wing generator system and a rocket stove that makes no smoke when you burn wood, people would be awfully independent, wouldn't they, sir?
Well, exactly. Yeah, and that's the whole issue is just turn off the TV, turn off the news media, and become independent. And a lot of people are doing that. A lot of people are doing that. But, you know, you cannot go halfway when you do this. And it takes some investment. That power company that's supplying electricity to you every day has got a big investment for your little portion of the electricity. And that's why you get a monthly bill. So to replace that, or to replace your own water supply or what a food supply, whatever it is going to take some initial investment. And so,
well,
but people that do that.
It.
Yeah, you can do it.
We have listeners all over the world, Jim. And one of my listeners lives in Spain. He says, John, if I put a solar panel on my roof to make electricity, I'm committing a crime in Spain. I said, mm-hmm. Really? He says, yeah, really. Pretty amazing. Well, if you have that much freedom. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
For over 20 years now, Extendibite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendibite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendibite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the second day of June, visiting with Professor McCanny. Jim, tell us about your radio show you do every week, how people can listen live and to the archives, please.
Thanks, John. Every Thursday evening, which would be tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroad airs in its 20th year, and all the archives, all the ways to listen, are on my webpage, which is linked from your page. And tomorrow night, John, my science topic, I'm going to be comparing electric versus hydrogen technology. Now, there might be some armchair experts out there that think they know something about this, but I guarantee you this is going to be educational and eye-opening for a lot of people.
Oh, good. Well, everything you do is educational and eye-opening, so this won't be any deviation from that, will it?
No. No, but these are, I think people are going to be very surprised at what the reality is relative to these topics and the actually nose-to-nose comparison, and also the future. Where are these things going? Who are the players? It's really pretty amazing what's going on out there.
All right. Jim, we got a caller on hold. I didn't see the note quickly enough. It was there and it went away. Caller, go ahead.
Yes, hi. Hi, good morning, gentlemen. My name is Dana, and I'm from Nevada. I'm a first-time caller here. And so I have a comment for you both. I just want to thank you for everything that you've done. I learned so much from your show for the last few years. Even got a hobby farm and chickens, so just wanted to thank you very much for all your hard work. And also a question for Professor McCanny. I went to a show, I got tickets to a show, and I escaped California. And I met a gentleman, it was a David Icke seminar, and I met a gentleman there by the name of Foster Gamble, who did a documentary, Thrive. Are you familiar with any of his work at all?
With What's the documentary.
Name again? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, John,
Foster.
I lost sound for a minute here.
Yeah.
I just got back.
The name of the gentleman you met, what was his name?
Foster Gamble.
I can't say I have. Jim, have you heard of Foster Gamble?
And what was the context? I lost sound for a minute here, John. What was?
He did a documentary on something. What was the topic of the documentary?
The topic of the documentary is in line with new energy technologies and the Taurus, and also like the ET thing, and also like inventors being attacked and stuff like that. Him and his wife did this documentary, did a part two. He's had like a lot of different people on the documentary, but I got to meet him, and I was just wondering if, because they did a part two, and because of your wing generator, I thought maybe you might know some of these inventors and people from this documentary, because it just fascinated me and it changed my life. So, Foster Gamble.
I just quick looked it up, and it looks like he's a host. He's a talk show host and a writer, and so apparently he had guests.
Well, he's. I know he is a big fan of Mike Adams, too, because we were in a Zoom conference when he had his release of his second documentary, and he was talking about Mike during the Zoom conference. So it's just such a small world, and I thought maybe you guys might know, because it's very fascinating, especially with some of the stuff that's going on now with the AET stuff. And yeah,
right,
if you have a moment, get a chance to watch it. But thank you, gentlemen. I don't want to take too much of your time. I just want to tell you how much I appreciate everything that you've done, John.
Okay,
for everybody.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
The call number is 512-248-8252. Sounds like this gentleman is doing some good work, doesn't it, Jim?
Well, I just quick looked this up. I have to take a look. There are so many good people out there doing work. It's have to take a look at that.
Okay. All right. We keep informing and educating people every week, don't we, Jim?
Yeah. I think we always come back to the same conclusion, that people have to become independent. And the big issue that's going on now is people are moving in mass, which is driving the housing market, which a lot of people say is going to collapse soon. I don't know. I'll have to see. But every time I look at real estate listings in certain areas, all of the houses are increasing their price.
Except in the cities run by Democrats.
Right. Right.
Exactly. We're about an hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton or town there. I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
Away. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 2nd of June. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We're adding a new section to the COVID section. Should be posted by 5 p.m. today. A scientific medical journal article about the iron in the nanoparticle iron in these COVID shots. My Monday guest, you've heard him, Andrew, talk about one of his employees. He has about 100 people that work for him. A gentleman got the COVID shot. And yes, indeed, the magnet did in fact stick to his arm. How about that? Also, my website, you'll find the energy cleaner for sale. If you want to sleep as good as a small child or aunt like I do, well, get yourself an energy cleaner. You're tired of the arthritis or pain? Get yourself an energy cleaner and a mattress pad to go with it. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there. And I got a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Here's that toll-free order line, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanney, his website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. And his wing generator is for sale at my website it's a process. Figure on about 6 months from start to finish by the time you've got a complete system ready to give you energy independence. Jim, we got four callers on hold. Let's just start with the first one. Dave in Iowa. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, John. I was wondering if you guys have ever heard of a book called The Day After Roswell by Colonel Philip Corso.
Yeah, I think I read that once a long time ago. It's a little vague in my memory, but...
Yeah, it's copyright 1997. I can't believe that I never heard of this book. There's a real short thing here on the back cover. It says, as chief of the Army's Foreign Technology Division in 1961, Philip J. Corso stewarded the Roswell, New Mexico alien artifacts in a reverse engineering project that led to today's integrated circuit chips, fiber optics, lasers, and super tenacity fibers, and seeded, quote, quote, the Roswell alien technology to giants of American industry.
I've heard that from other sources. It is. I've heard that from other sources, David. We went from a world of vacuum tubes to microchips and transistors, resistors, and diodes way too quickly for it to be happening with the normal course of events. And that's exactly what happened. Anything else, David?
I guess that's it.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Any follow-up, Jim, before we go to our next caller?
Well, I happen to live... Well, when I went to college, I mean, I was in physics and electronics, and we had everything included. But I saw personally the development from the very first transistor gate, which is a little can about a quarter inch in diameter with three little wires coming out of it, two integrated circuits and everything else. So the progress followed what would seem to be a normal development and progress in engineering. So at any rate, I don't know. I mean, there, from what I saw, having my nose and finger on the pulse of that whole industry as I went through college, because I had tubes in my hand. The amplifiers we used in college were tube systems.
Right.
So I saw the whole transition. When I was a junior is when we started using transistors. We had solid state electronics as one of my courses, and I literally worked in that industry for most of my career, watching the development. And as we went into Ethernet, and I worked in, we literally built our own chips, etc. So I saw that technology develop, nose right there on the in the industry. And it did follow a normal development pattern. I didn't see what you might call quantum leaps. So the guy that invented the transistor, I believe, won a Nobel Prize for it. Anyway, I'm just saying that it did seem to follow a normal development pattern.
Right. Well, a very dear friend of mine has 50 patents in electronics, and he worked with two of the engineers that were at the Philadelphia experiment. And of course, this transition began in the 1950s, well before you and I were ever in college, going from vacuum tubes to transistors, resistors, and diodes. And he told me privately that it is reverse engineered alien technology. But let's do move on, Jim. We got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. John, after you mentioned that Philadelphia experiment, I have a little book on the Philadelphia experiment by William L. Morris, I think it is, and I hadn't read it yet. It's a little paperback, and I had to go back and read it. It's very interesting. Jim, speaking of building houses and stuff, I've got a few different books on alternative ways to build houses, and one of the most interesting is this earth bag construction, as far as getting up a structure cheap. And it's been around since at least 76, and I wonder, in all your travels, have you ever observed anybody building these earth bag constructions? Do you know what that is?
Yeah, and there's back in the Mother Earth days when there was like a catalog that came out. It's called Mother Earth Catalog. It had all of these building techniques. One was using like wine and champagne bottles in cement, which had the problem.
Cordwood. I've got one.
Yeah, cordwood. The problem being that as the materials didn't jive with terms of temperature and moisture, they tended to crack. But the earth bag, if you go back to the way back in history, one of the ways of building a house in England was through peat moss. And what they do is they cut it into strips and lay it up. In fact, the old sod houses back out on the prairie, that's what they did. They had a shovel. They would scoop up pieces of sod, the sod busters, as they were called, and they would build a house. They were not very good houses because they were very humid. They held humidity a lot, and I think it caused the people to be sick a lot. But, the difference, of course, with the bag is you have a bag around this, and it can actually dry out on the inside where it can be wet on the outside. And then typically what they did, too, is they would cover it on the outside with like a kind of a stucco material from natural lime or something, which would somewhat waterproof it. So as the time went on, it would dry out and become a more livable structure. But yeah, in against wind, etc., the adobe used by the Southwest American natives, it was another example of a dirt house, you know, with the adobe being the covering, that limestone covering. And that's still used in many third world countries where they build a house out of bamboo structure. They split bamboo, make a structure, put mud in the middle, and then they cover it with a white, it's like a paint almost, but very thick, lime-based, and very nice structures, very clean, you know. But anyway, that's what I know about
it. Are you aware of any kind of bamboo that grows here in the United States that's more than annual? Because all I've ever seen growing around here is like annual, and I watch a show on what they do with bamboo where it grows naturally and it won't bloom for like 60 years. And I guess once it blooms, it kills the plant, but they get these real big pieces of bamboo that they can make scaffolding out of and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, bamboo is the worldwide, if look around the third world, and mainly in the tropical areas where bamboo grows, you know, 4 to 6 to 8 inches in diameter at the base and 100 feet tall, and or all varieties down to little, like you would use for a fishing pole. But it's widely used for all kinds of structural things, including scaffolding. And you watch these people weigh, you know, 5-8 stories up on a scaffolding of bamboo, and you go, wow, I don't know if I would go up there, but it's very good structure.
Yeah, now one thing interesting in this book on earthbag construction, and part of your, when you build a house, a big part of your expense is the foundation, depending on how, you know, how your land is and how deep you have to go. And they have a real good idea for a foundation is digging a trench and as deep as you need to do it for your frost line and filling it in. And this is what they're saying for these earth bags, but I think it could work for others, like the straw bales and stuff, is you fill it up with your bigger rocks at the bottom, and you gradually go to the smaller rocks till you get to the top. And you may have to pour a little concrete, but, you know, you use mostly, it's kind of interesting idea. Have you seen that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yes. But you have to have good drainage off that lower level. It has to be up and where any water that gets into that trough drains out very quickly. And that's why you have the bigger rock at the bottom. But yes, absolutely. But the other thing is about those types of structures is even in earthquake areas, a bamboo house built in the way I just mentioned is earthquake proof. It flexes a little bit. And so the most you'd have to do after even a major earthquake is put some new white paint covering on it to seal it up a little bit. But they actually move and are earthquake resistant.
Yeah. Well, I know you got other callers. Thanks, John.
Okay. Thank you, Sharon. We appreciate the call. Our next caller is Jerry in South Dakota. Good morning, Jerry. Go ahead, Jerry. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, fellas. You were talking about UFOs, and I was just going to... It's a curious situation. You know, I'm just a few months from 80 years old, and I started working out in both Dakotas, driving farm tractors by the age of 12, and I just spent years and years out in the open fields, open skies. And maybe it's just my location, I don't know, but I have never seen anything that I couldn't identify as a earthbound craft. And it makes me wonder if this increase in UFO sightings, now I'm not saying there aren't any, but I'm wondering if it isn't due to the increase in drug usage that we see in our society.
John, do you have a comment? I have a few.
Well, we have Navy aviators with their gun cameras getting video footage of these UFOs. So that's where a lot of this is coming from, Jerry.
Well,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, there again, it could be secret technology that they're just playing with these people because they certainly don't have orders to shoot. Or shoot these things down. They're just following them. And so that's one explanation. You know, so you have the invisible, which there is. There is the layer of military, which you don't see. I always say if you can see it and you see their names and it's visible, then it's not the top technology. I actually worked in that for a while myself in the early 1980s and got a glimpse of that and talked to engineers, etc. But the other thing is, I think there's a lot of promotion. And I knew, for example, personally, the head of MUFON Los Angeles, which is the biggest MUFON. It's the Mutual UFO Network, it's called, in Los Angeles. And this person told me that it's all infiltrated. And this person was a trainer of new inductees. In other words, people that were going to... And they were all there with their cameras and just couldn't wait to go out their first night to film UFOs. And so there's kind of a fever, and at that point, everything is UFO. They all came back the first night with UFO footage. And anyway, there's a lot going on there.
Well,
where
I'm
the reality
familiar.
Is. Go ahead.
I'm familiar with, mainly alcoholics. In fact, I got some in my family, and they come up with things you can't even dream of. Just out of the blue, I think they got brain damage.
Well, it's like gamblers that go to Las Vegas. Have you ever met a gambler who didn't say they win every time? You know, I win every time I go to the gambling place. Yeah. It's like right.
I even know one that took
like the golfer that has a hole in one on every hole.
I even know one that takes the money with her when she goes into it, the gambling house. Then she can come out and say she won something.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, I just thought I'd pass that on. I agree with you, John. I don't think these things are, if there are UFOs, and I'm assuming there are, that they're extraterrestrial. Because the nearest star to get to the nearest solar system outside of our own, you wouldn't live long enough to get there at the speed of light.
Well, no, I've done shows on that, and to get to the next star system would take you about 7 years with a 1G acceleration and deceleration. It's 4 light years away, and if you accelerated at 1G leaving our solar system and then were braking on the other side of that, you would get there in about 7 years. Because
really?
You'd get up to about 3/4 the speed of light very quickly. And then you would cruise at sub-relativistic velocities and then you would turn around and break the other half of the way coming in, and literally you would get there in about 7 years, less time than it took the, say, the New Horizons spacecraft to get to Pluto. You could get to the next star.
Okay.
I guess I've learned something there. Thank you.
Yeah.
Jerry, thank you for the call.
You bet.
Yeah, I did a show on that.
Our next caller is Carl in Montana. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, you're talking about this UFO thing, and this just happened. A friend of mine who is a contractor was called to do some work on a guy's house. And I hear the music. I can go afterwards.
Hold on. Hold on. We'll be right there.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it were subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Kyle, what's your comment or question, sir?
Yeah, anyway, this friend of mine who's a contractor was given directions to go to this guy's house and do some work up there. And he said, so he started driving and way up into the mountains till he got up to this gate in the back of the middle of nowhere. And there's security cameras and huge gates and stuff. And so all of a sudden the gate opened because they could see who it was. And he came back in there and he's working around, and the guy tells him, said, so have you heard? And I guess he was some kind of my friend found out later that he was some kind of an ex-government retired employee of some sort. He wouldn't tell him. Anyway, so he says, have you heard? And my friend said, nope, I haven't. I don't know what you've heard. You know, I hear all kinds of things. He said, well, about the aliens landing. We're going to be invaded by aliens in the month of June, July. And my friend just started laughing, you know, and all of a sudden he looked and he saw that this guy was absolutely dead serious. And he had bought this entire compound and built this house all in this last year, just because of this. And I thought that was really incredible. Being you're talking about so much UFOs yesterday and today, I thought that was amazing. I was also wondering, John, have you ever heard of the TR-3B? Have you ever looked it up?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Yeah, I saw one of those. I told my wife I was watching it and doing a bunch of study on it. And then one night I'm driving home and it's dark. And all of a sudden, I see those same three lights on each corner of this thing, and I pull over and stop, and this thing stopped right above me. There was no noise, and I bet it wasn't more than 500 feet in the air, and it just stayed there. And all of a sudden, it turned, and it just moved off to the east, just took, and then it just moving really slow, but you could see those three lights. It didn't do any flashing or anything like that, but you could see those three lights, and it was able to stay still in the air, and then it just moved off. Incredible thing.
Quick comment. I'm very convinced, and you know, and there may be truth to all sides of this story, but when the government, or if you want to even call them that, or the people higher up, work on something, what the public is going to be given will be totally different, will be totally constructed, will have nothing to do with any reality. And so what this is doing is priming the pump for an event that's going to come, and it'll be a control issue, how to control the public.
Okay.
I agree. Yeah.
Jim, thank you, sir. We'll be back next Wednesday. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you